Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm not really listening to Cacti Radio right this moment, but rather, I'm home, in my mansion, sitting under a slowly turning ceiling fan as I drink the last of the grape Kool-Aid. Mental note, ask Consuela to buy more grape Kool-Aid. It is very yummy. Very yummy. Now, as I listen to the PLA attempt to pull yet another hotel room prank call, I am reminded of my first prank phone call when I was a child. It also was on a random hotel guest. Turning the crank slowly, so very slowly, I asked the operator to dial the number 35. Yes, only two digits. Phone numbers were very short when I was a child. Not because it was so very long ago, but rather because we could not afford phones in my neighborhood. An older gentleman answered, and I screamed, "Adulterer!" as loud as I could into the mouthpiece. I hung up, then ran laughing hysterically into my room. It was a good prank. The next day, my father committed suicide. It seems that he was in that hotel room with Consuela's mother that day, and he was, in fact, committing adultery. Perhaps in the end, the prank was on me, and perhaps it was not that funny. But it was a long, long time ago, and I have grown much since then. Unlike the PLA, which we shall now listen into one of their pranks. Much funnier than mine. Much, much funnier.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
You're listening to the third episode of the Snowplow Show. That's right, listening, because I'm probably not going to make video versions of this show anymore. This is now an audio-only show, but ironically enough, this episode is going to be based on two videos that I posted on YouTube recently. I swear I'm not always going to do this, but I am this time. In this episode, we're going to be making some phone calls based on recent news stories. This episode is dedicated to Dark Stranger because she's the one that caused me to make these phone calls by sending me the news stories and then suggesting that I call these people. The first story is about a woman from Texas named Jalanta who somehow has never heard of the scam where a guy in a parking lot approaches you and offers to sell you merchandise really cheap, which of course turns out to be defective or fake.
People who have iPads love them. A lot of people who don't have them want them. So when a guy showed up at this gas station offering to sell one at a bargain price, it sounded almost too good to be true. And it was. Jalanta Freeman pulled into the gas station with her sister and mother when they met a stranger.
He pulled up beside us and he was like, "Hey, you know, I have some iPads and stuff and I got a laptop. Y'all, you know, interested in looking and buying some or whatever."
He was offering to sell a brand new $800 iPad for just $200.
So not only was Jalanta dumb enough to buy an iPad without asking the seller if she could look in the box and turn it on first, but she was also dumb enough to go on the nightly news and complain about how she was trying to buy stolen merchandise but then got scammed herself.
And he was like, "Okay, I gotta hurry up and go and stuff," and he drove off.
Her sister then opened the package.
If you turn it on the back, it actually looks like an Apple iPad, and when you turn it to the front, it actually, like, the prices and stuff, and when she was turning, it's a mirror.
That's right. It's a mirror about the size of an iPad wrapped up to look like one.
That's messed up. That's so wrong. Like, I would never do anybody like that. Get a job. I just started cussing. I was upset. Like, anybody would be upset if you just found out you got scammed by somebody. You know what I'm saying? You just lost $200.
I spent at least a couple of hours trying to track down Jalanta's phone number, which wasn't an easy thing to do since she seemed to constantly be moving and leaving large unpaid bills behind. I finally found the cell phone of some other guy that he seemed to know her, so I left a message saying that I was with Apple and I really needed to talk to her. And she called me back the next morning and we had this conversation.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Jalanta?
Yes, this is me.
Oh, hi, this is Roy from the Apple computer in Cupertino, New Mexico.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling from Apple. We saw your story in the news, and they'd authorized me to give you a new iPad with 1 year of service.
Okay.
Just kind of like a promotional thing to kind of give the story a happy ending. And so if you're interested, we can send you one out, or we can give you the address of an Apple store that you could pick one up at.
Where's your address at?
The address to what? To an Apple store?
Yes.
We have several, like, I guess you're in Arlington. We don't have any in Arlington. We have some in Dallas and Fort Worth. There's one in Southlake, if that's close to you.
that's far. You can just send it to me. That's far.
Oh, okay, just mail one out?
Yeah, that's far. You can just mail it to me.
Okay. Would you prefer an iPad in black, white, purple,
or... Purple.
You want purple? The purple iPad?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'll need an address.
26.
Okay.
Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, okay.
7.
All right. And then for tax purposes, we need your Social Security number.
Sir?
Yes.
You said for what?
Oh, we need your Social Security number because we're sending out a product that's worth over $500.
Oh.
Okay. And we need the name of your first pet, and we need to know which bank you do business at.
I do business at
in
the name of a pet.
Oh, okay. And your birthday?
Uh-huh. July.
Okay, and could you shut your kid the fuck up? I can barely understand what you're saying. Just tell your kid to shut the fuck up for a second. Please.
What did I say?
I said, could you please tell your kid to shut the fuck up? Because it's hard to hear you with your kid babbling in the background. So just please tell your kid to shut the fuck up.
Can I tell my kid to shut the fuck up?
Yes, please. Please tell the kid to shut the fuck up. Because I don't like kids, you know, and she's... That little brat is
okay. So first of all, who is this and why are you being rude?
Well, no, it's just this is Roy from Apple, and I was having a hard time understanding your Social Security number and bank information, so I was just hoping you could tell your kid to shut the fuck up.
You telling me to tell my kid to shut the fuck up? No, you can ask me, can I tell my kid to be quiet? But you can't tell me to tell my kid to shut the fuck up.
Well, I was just asking politely because it was hard to understand.
But you just said, can you tell my kid to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, ma'am, please don't use that don't use that kind of language with me. I'm trying to give you a free product here.
How can you trying to give me a free product when you tell me to tell my kid to shut the fuck up?
I don't understand what one has to do with the other. I'm sorry.
It
sounds like your kid's being quiet now, so we can continue. I need your bank account number.
I mean, but that's being rude. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, I was just trying to... I didn't think it was rude. I'm sorry. Well, let's just continue. The bank account number, please.
I wanna understand, because you know what I'm saying. Like, I understand everything you understand. It's fine if you don't like kids, but for you to tell me to tell my kid, you could ask me to tell me by tell my kid to be quiet, but tell my kid to shut the fuck up. So no one says that or ever talks to me like this about my child.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, maybe you could take the duct tape off of that fake iPad you have and put it over your kid's mouth.
Put it up my kid's mouth, really?
Yeah, just take the duct tape off of that mirror and put it on your kid's mouth.
Really? So who is it?
This is Roy. I'm calling from Apple in Cupertino, New Mexico.
You're calling from Apple?
Yes. So I just need your bank account number now.
You need my
I'm sorry.
Okay, hello, what did you say?
Oh,
did you get my social stuff right for 3?
Oh, yeah, you're mixing it up now. It's okay, I wrote it down. I got that part already. I could understand that over your screaming kid. Ma'am, listen.
Oh, my screaming kid.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, can I talk to your manager? Like, who is this?
My name is Roy. How many times do I have to tell you?
No.
I'm Roy from Apple.
No, can I speak to your manager?
No, he's in the bathroom right now. He's taking a huge shit.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Roy from Apple.
This is Roy from Apple.
Yes.
No, this can't be Roy from Apple, because Roy done lost his motherfucking mind calling my phone, think he gonna talk shit. Because you don't know who the fuck I am, because I will fuck you up, Roy from Apple.
Oh, I know exactly who you are. I saw you on the news trying to scam a free iPad.
How am I trying to, first of all, they don't know what the fuck they talking about, and I said more than what I said on the news. First of all, didn't nobody trying to scam shit. They didn't get me, motherfucker. They got my baby sister, and she's a kid. So if you don't know what the fuck you talking about, that's why I know your dumb ass believe everything you see on the motherfucking TV anyways.
Okay.
So how about you take that duct tape and stick it up your motherfucking ass? Because you got me about fucked up, because I will fuck you up.
I'm really
scared. You don't know
scared.
Who you fucking with. No, bitch, you don't have to be scared, but you got me fucked up. First of all, I was taking it to the news anyways to help anybody else so they wouldn't get nobody else. First of all, I don't have a motherfucking job. I don't have to buy no shit out the motherfucking streets. Bitch, I make more than you make, so I'm fucking do me. Do you hear me? Because you don't know who the fuck you playing with. I'm the CEO of Apple, goddammit. I don't give a fuck who you are, bitch.
I make so much more money than you.
I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are.
Listen.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Bitch, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to make your motherfucking life miserable. Hell, you must not know who I am.
You need to be locked up for trying to scam iPads for $200.
Bitch, first of all,
you need to be in jail.
I'm not trying to scam no motherfucking iPad for $200. Bitch, I don't have to go to jail, bitch. You can check my motherfucking background. I ain't got shit on my motherfucking background with your little whack ass. You sound like you're white anyways, motherfucker. Who you voting for?
Oh, God, don't you dare call me white. That was so rude.
White, bitch? Who you voting for? Romney? Is that who the fuck you vote for with your little whack ass?
Listen, you need to be locked up for trying to scam iPads.
Bitch, I don't need to be locked up for shit. Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Do you think it's okay to buy stolen merchandise that you know is stolen?
First of all, I don't buy anything stolen merchandise, first of all.
Oh,
and
really?
It happened to me, second of all. Y'all believe everything y'all see on the news. Y'all so fucking stupid.
I believe those glasses you were wearing didn't have lenses in them.
They get dumb ass. I bought them like that with your stupid ass.
Really? Do they make you look pretty?
Yes, to make me look pretty. Bitch, I already look pretty. What the fuck is you talking about? Who do you really think you are?
I don't know. I think you should stop trying to steal.
Do y'all actually think I'm stupid? You must not know who I really am.
Stop trying to steal products from our company.
Do you actually think I'm stupid?
Oh, no, you sound really intelligent.
You lost your fucking mind. You have no idea who you fucking with.
Okay.
Come to Texas. I might stay in Texas, but bitch, I'm not from Texas. I will fuck you up. Do you hear me?
So you're ashamed of Texas now?
Clearly, I will fuck you up.
Okay. I believe you.
Don't ever call my phone again.
If you fuck me up, will you leave your kid at home so I don't have to listen to the screaming?
Bitch, I'm gonna leave my kid nowhere. But you better keep my motherfucking kid out your motherfucking mouth. I guarantee you that.
Why do you wear glasses that don't have lenses in them? I'm just curious.
It doesn't matter. Why are you worried about what I got going on? You don't pay attention. You don't know what people rock out here. Shut the fuck up,
bitch. I'm worried about you because you're trying to steal products from our company.
Okay. I'm still property, bitch. What am I trying to steal?
You're a thief. You're a thief. You're buying stolen merchandise.
No, bitch.
You fucking thief.
I make more money than you probably ever made in your motherfucking life and your mama and your daddy and whoever else.
Whoa.
Like, bitch.
Whoa. Crossing the line there.
What you say?
You're crossing the line talking about my mom.
Your mama, bitch. What
oh,
you
stop
gonna
that.
Do?
Don't you ever say anything about my mom.
Your mama, bitch.
Oh, God, stop it, please.
You're a fucking idiot. You're stupid.
Yeah, at least I don't buy mirrors for $200.
You're whack. You whack. I didn't buy shit, bitch.
Yeah, you did.
So believe whatever you see on the news.
Oh, really?
I didn't buy shit, bitch.
The news just completely lied to me.
Anyway? Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking whack, my nigga.
Oh.
You whack. You
all right.
Whack.
Listen, I'm going to let you go. I love you. You're
you
the
whack.
Best.
No, bitch. What?
I'm sorry?
You whack?
Yeah, I'm totally
you
whack. You're correct. I am so
you
whack.
No, bitch, you're whack. And you ain't about that life, hoe. Get off my motherfucking phone. Bitch, don't ever call my phone.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the only time you call my phone is when you in Dallas and you feel like you got enough balls to tell me where you at so I can come to you.
Listen, you hang
up. You ain't about that life.
You hang up this motherfucking phone.
Wherever you at.
You hang up this phone now. Hang it up.
Really?
Hang up the phone.
Really?
Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Motherfucker? You a motherfucker? You a cracker? Bitch, you a motherfucker? You sound like you white, because, bitch, you sure ain't black. Black people don't do shit like this. Only white dumbass people do shit like this.
Really?
Black people don't do shit like this, yes.
They do things like buy mirrors for $200 at a Shell station?
I'm sorry. Only some white people do shit like this, because I know some white people, and they're very smart, but you dumb.
Okay,
man. You dumb as fuck.
I want to thank you for giving me your bank information and your social security number and your address.
You think I'm stupid? You're a fucking idiot. Do you think I'm really stupid? Why would I give you all my right information, you dumb ass? Look at all what you ain't gonna find shit. You're fucking stupid.
Really? You don't live at 20th Street? That was just a lie?
No, you're dumb. You're dumb, dumb ass. You're so fucking dumb. I don't even stay in fucking Texas. You're so fucking stupid.
You don't stay in Texas.
You know anything I said. You're dumb.
Why are the creditors chasing you?
You're a fucking idiot.
Hang up the phone.
I don't know who.
Hang up the phone.
I don't know who address I gave you, but whatever address, show up at the address, whatever.
It was 20th Street, the address that you live at.
Go ahead. Show up at the address. I don't even know who address. I just made something up, so go right ahead. You want some other addresses to make up?
Okay, please.
Do you think I'm stupid?
Let's see how good you are at making up an address.
Apple, do you think I would actually believe Apple will call me after they see some shit like that? Who do you think I'm is?
I don't know. Who is you?
Who do you think I'm are? Who do you think I am?
I don't know. You should just hang up. This is boring.
Oh, it's boring. No, I think it's funny now. You want to play games, so we can play games. We can play games. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Well, can I
can sit on my ass and make money.
Can I please get your bank account number then?
I can sit on my ass and make money.
I need your bank account number so I can send you this iPad.
Stop being an ass. You're a fucking asshole.
I'm gonna send you a mirror covered in duct tape, and you won't know the difference.
I really want no difference. You're an asshole.
All right, you win.
First of all, why would I try to buy one and steal one if I already have like three or four of them?
You have three or four iPads? Why? Why do you need three or four iPads? Where did you steal
because
those from?
I have one.
Which gas stations did you buy them at?
I'm sorry, I didn't steal those. I bought those with my hard-earned working money. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Really?
I bought those.
Okay.
Cash and everything.
Really?
Cash and everything. Yes, I did. Cash and everything.
I see. So you have to use cash because that's what the drug dealers give you, huh?
That's what drug dealers give you. What? Bitch, please. You couldn't survive out here if you ever came out here. Get the fuck out. No, right. Bitch. Not all black people sell drugs. I'm sorry.
At least I don't give my social security number out to people.
I'm sorry.
Hey, make sure after I hang up on you, you call my voicemail a few times and leave some screaming messages, please, okay? I gotta go.
Why would I do that? For what?
Because you will. I know you will. Goodbye.
So Jolanta's not only dumb enough to get taken once by a really obvious scam, but she's dumb enough to get scammed twice by a really obvious scam. Twice within a few weeks of each other, even. And both scams promising her essentially the same thing. I know Jolanta probably won't learn anything from this experience, but hopefully some of you listeners will know now that you shouldn't buy sealed FedEx boxes full of garbage from a guy in a parking lot and just believe that there's an iPad inside. And you also shouldn't hand out all of your personal information and banking information to some random guy on the phone. If you want to see the news video of Jolanta, you can find a link to it in the show notes at phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. Let's listen to some voicemails.
You have new messages.
Hello, Brian Carter. This is Osama that asshole. If you do not bring that phone show, we will destroy your snow plow with our large fucking Arabic tucks. All right, goodbye now.
Hi, my name's Brittany. I just started listening to you guys on YouTube, and then I started listening to Cast Eye Radio, and I love you guys. So, keep up.
You know, what the fuck, pussy? I'm still here waiting at the Brennan and Iron. What the fuck? It's been like, four and a half years or something, bitch. Why don't you fucking come downstairs to my face? Motherfucker, keep your mother off the street, bitch. She won't get fucked. Motherfucking Redbox Jimmy Pepper. I'm at the Brennan and Iron, dude. Come on, let's play some pool. Let's listen to some fucking Metallica on the jukebox. So come down and fucking face me. I'm tired of waiting, bitch.
Hey, guys. My name is Riley. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've watched it twice now, I believe, PLA and stuff. YouTube channel, big fan, subscribed. I've watched all the videos you guys have posted up there. I've actually done a few of the carding cards. I've put some of those out and stuff, and love the show. All right, bye guys.
I love your prank calls. I love your videos of hacking into Target phones and stuff like that. You know, love you guys. Peace out. Later.
Oh my god, bring back the phone show. You heard me. I command you. You must bring back the phone show.
Oh my goodness. Me and my friend Grace are watching your videos on YouTube, and man, we love you. We are looking at all your pranks, like, sorry I dinged your car, and your Walmart trick and on Black Friday, and we are so going to go to Walmart and do that. So, thanks millions. Bye.
This is the last message.
If you'd like to leave a message on PLA's voicemail, call 814-422-5309. Or you can go to phonelosers.org/contact for other ways to get in touch with us. This next segment is even more boring news stuff. This time it's about a pizza delivery guy who decided to pee on a lady's door when she wouldn't tip him.
The woman who lives here believes the pizza delivery man was upset about not getting a tip, and so he left a tip of his own.
I'm very upset.
When Chloe Tetley ordered a Pizza Hut pizza delivered to her apartment on Thursday night, she knew she probably didn't have enough to tip the driver.
It's just one of those things where, unfortunately, I didn't have the money.
Chloe didn't think any more about it until she saw the yellow liquid on her doorstep a few hours later.
I was like, who is at my door that might be upset with me? And it kind of hit me that it was a pizza delivery guy.
She was right.
We have cameras all over the property.
Apartment manager Sherry Larson accessed the camera outside Tepley's apartment and showed us what she found.
So he's giving her the pizza and he starts to leave.
But the camera shows the delivery man pauses on the stairs.
Sets down his pizza bag and he walks back up. And then as he turns around to exit again, you'll see his pants were undone and he's just tucking his shirt back in, zipping up.
This incident happened in Des Moines, Iowa, so I called up a few pizza customers around the city and pretended to be either the peeing pizza guy or his manager.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm with Pizza.
Hi.
Hi. I'm the one that, you know, delivered your pizza, and
yeah.
My manager wanted me to call and apologize because I peed on your
door. What?
I peed on your door.
Why did you do that?
Because I know it's stupid. I was just upset about the tip. And I thought it would be funny to pee in the door. And I was bragging to my coworkers about it, and the manager overheard. And I'm sorry.
Okay, so what kind of tip were you expecting? You're bringing pizza to someone's door, and it was $24, and I gave you $3 tip. So how much do you think that you should have gotten?
Maybe $5. I mean, if you'd like, I could drive back out there and you can give me the extra $2.
Are you kidding right now?
No, ma'am.
Can I speak with your manager?
He's actually in the bathroom right now.
This is a joke.
No. But I really am sorry about the urine.
Go look on the front door and see if the guy peed on the damn door, because he said his tip wasn't good enough. So he peed on the door. I gave him a $3 tip. And he said his tip wasn't good enough, and he was bragging to his coworkers, and his manager heard him, so he's calling to apologize. And I asked him if it was a joke.
$3 not very good, really, on a $24 order.
I always tip pizza people only $3. Like, you're driving pizza that you weren't my waiter. You didn't serve me anything. You just brought pizza. Gas would have been maybe $2 to get here. I just hope you didn't do that.
Maybe it's your attitude that makes people pee on your door. It's basically your fault.
My attitude? Are you mental?
Well, listen to yourself. I'm just...
Are you mental?
I'm calling to apologize.
Did he pee for real?
I'm sorry?
He's just playing.
No.
Did he pee? Huh? Well, my husband's on his way over there, so we're gonna press charges now.
Why would he do that?
So thank you for letting us know, but we're gonna go ahead and press charges.
Oh, well, I don't think it's illegal to pee on your door.
It is very illegal because you're peeing on my property and you're disrespecting my home.
Well, I thought you.
I don't know. I've never been there.
I thought your husband said that there was no pee on the door.
He's on his way over there now. He's heated. Like, you don't pee on somebody's property. You just don't do that. I mean, I'm glad that you're being honest, but that's disrespectful. And we're going to press charges. And thank you for calling me.
Sure.
And my husband's coming over there now to get the employee's names that you told. And we're going to go file a lawsuit against right now, because that's disrespectful. Like, that's not good customer service. Whatever.
Oh, my God. Be quiet for a minute. Listen, I'm a prank caller. I'm not with people. Who pees on a door? Get real. Come on.
What?
You know it.
How did you even get my number?
I called Pizza.
Babe!
Yeah, you better stop him. Don't let him go beat anyone up, because I'm just a prank caller. I live in Washington.
Hello?
Hello, this is Brian. I'm the manager at Pizza.
Hi.
And I have some kind of odd news. I just caught my delivery driver bragging about how he peed all over your door because he was upset with the tip. So I just want
What?
The delivery driver, he peed on your door, you know, urinated on your door, on the doorknob, and I just wanted to apologize for that. It's I'm definitely going to be writing him up for this.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. So, yeah, he urinated all over your door, and he was laughing about it with the other employees, and I'll probably be writing him up for this.
Probably?
Well, most likely, because this is definitely not the type of thing that we want our drivers to do.
And I'm, what the fuck?
I'm sorry?
I'm throwing away that food because what the hell did he do to it, and you're going to refund my money?
Well, no, he didn't do anything to the food. He just.
How do I know that? Because he's obviously a weirdo.
Well, no, he was just upset that you didn't tip good. So he did this.
You know what? Because I gave the girl all my freaking cash.
Yeah, well, it's just like he wasn't upset until after the pizza was given to you. So the pizza's fine. It's just your doorknob needs to be all cleaned up.
It's not even mine. It's the apartment.
Well, right, but you live there, so it's yours. I mean, if you want to leave the doorknob, you know, covered in urine, that's fine with me. I'm just letting you know that there's urine all over your doorknob.
The fucking guy peed all over our goddamn door.
Yeah.
You're going to call me and just tell me, oh, I'm probably going to write him up and I'm sorry?
Well, do you not want me to write him up? It seems like I should write him
up. No, you said probably after you told me you were going to.
Well, I mean, we've never had problems with them before. Maybe you should have just tipped better.
Well, this is apparently a trend that's starting right now, and you need to deal with it.
Well,
he's just some punk teenager. Just get rid of him.
Right.
That is unacceptable. You don't just write him up. That is called for termination.
Okay. Well, you probably should have tipped better, and this wouldn't even be a problem.
Fucker, you did not just say that to me. I gave all my cash to the other lady that was here.
Well, you received
it. This is ridiculous.
Hello?
Hi, this is David from Pizza.
Uh-huh.
Did you get your pizza yet?
Yes.
I mean, are you enjoying it and everything?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, because basically I'm not happy with the tip.
Okay.
And my manager said I have to call back and apologize for what I did, so I'm sorry.
What did you do?
I peed on your doorknob.
Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid not. I'm really sorry. I didn't think anyone would know. I mean, I didn't. I told a coworker, and the coworker told my manager, and I just didn't think anyone would find out.
There's no reason that you needed to do that.
Well, I'm sorry, and that's why I'm calling, is to apologize. I'm really sorry. But you should have tipped better.
There's no reason for it.
You should have tipped better. That was the reason, is what I'm saying.
It's a delivery. I think $3 for a $20 pizza is plenty.
No, you don't understand how tipping works, because you should have given at least
$5. Well, I guess I don't, but don't you ever, you can guarantee I will never order from again. You tell your fucking boss that.
Hello?
Oh, hello, this is Dave from I brought your pizza.
Hi.
Tina. Hi. My manager asked me to call and just apologize for what I did, so I'm sorry.
What'd you do?
I peed on your door, because I was upset.
What?
I peed on your door. On the doorknob.
That's funny, because we haven't even gotten our pizza yet, so...
I peed on it first, because I'm anticipating a poor tip. So if you tip good, then I'll clean it up.
What? If you tip good, I'll clean it up.
If you're wondering how I got the phone numbers to these pizza customers, then you definitely don't listen to enough PLA material. By calling up a pizza business and pretending to troubleshoot problems with their computer, it's pretty easy to get employees to hand over several customer phone numbers.
Hi, thank you for choosing can you hold, please?
Oh, well, this is John from the corporate office. This is kind of important. Do you have just a minute? We need to get some computer data from you.
Okay.
It looks like the computer on our end is not picking up your orders that are being placed there. I just need to get the last, maybe the phone numbers of the last five orders you've gotten.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to hand out that information.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I'm with the corporate office.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, no problem. It's all right.
All right. So the last five?
The last five, just the phone numbers, and we can see if those match up on our system here.
All right. We have 447.
Mm-hmm.
0887.
We've done an insane amount of these pizza pranks over the past year, and you can listen to all of them either on our YouTube page at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica or on the PLA website at phonelosers.org/pizza. This episode of the Snow Plow Show is over. On next week's show, Jolanta wins the international lottery and receives an inheritance from her long-lost uncle in Nigeria. I'll see you all then.
Fuck it! Fuck this job! I quit!
But you only been working here for 45
minutes! Rapping on the mic to tell the world I'm a loser!
Sipping wine coolers till they throw me out of Hooters!
Rapping on the mic to tell the world I'm a loser!
Rubbing off scratch tickets all day, pray for a cent, I'll pray to the chain!
Rapping on the mic to tell the world I'm a loser!
Who do you think I'm?